10. What is the last judgment? Christ's second coming gives the Son of God this gift: to hear the voice for God proclaim that what is false, and what is true has never changed. And this the judgment is in which perception ends. At first you see a world that has accepted this as true, projected from a now corrected mind. And with this holy sight, perception gives a silent blessing and then disappears, its goal accomplished and its mission done. The final judgment on the world contains no condemnation, for it sees the world as totally forgiven, without sin, and wholly purposeless. Without a cause, and now without a function in Christ's sight, it merely slips away to nothingness. There it was born, and there it ends as well. And all the figures in the dream in which the world began go with it. Bodies now are useless, and will therefore fade away because the Son of God is limitless. You who believed that God's last judgment would condemn the world to hell along with you, accept this holy truth. God's judgment is the gift of the correction He bestowed on all your errors, freeing you from them and all effects they ever seemed to have. To fear God's saving grace is but to fear complete release from suffering, return to peace, security, and happiness, and union with your own identity. God's final judgment is as merciful as every step in His appointed plan to bless His Son and call Him to return to the eternal peace He shares with Him. Be not afraid of love, for it alone can heal all sorrow, wipe away all tears, and gently waken from his dream of pain the Son whom God acknowledges as his. Be not afraid of this. Salvation asks you give it welcome, and the world awaits your glad acceptance which will set it free. This is God's final judgment. You are still my holy Son, forever innocent, forever loving, and forever loved, as limitless as your Creator, and completely changeless and forever pure. Therefore, awaken and return to me. I am your Father, and you are my Son. Lesson 3:11. I judge all things as I would have them be. Judgment was made to be a weapon used against the truth. It separates what it is being used against and sets it off as if it were a thing apart. And then it makes of it what you would have it be. It judges what it cannot understand because it cannot see totality and therefore judges falsely. Let us not use it today, but make a gift of it to him who has a different use for it. He will relieve us of the agony of all the judgments we have made against ourselves and reestablish peace of mind by giving us God's judgment of His Son. Father, we wait with open mind today to hear your judgment of the Son you love. We do not know him, and we cannot judge. And so we let your love decide what he whom you created as your Son must be. Lesson 3:12. I see all things as I would have them be. Perception follows judgment. Having judged, we therefore see what we would look upon. For sight can merely serve to offer us what we would have. It is impossible to overlook what we would see and fail to see what we have chosen to behold. How surely, therefore, must the real world come to greet the holy sight of anyone who takes the Holy Spirit's purpose as his goal for seeing. and he cannot fail to look upon what Christ would have him see and share Christ's love for what he looks upon. I have no purpose for today except to look upon a liberated world, set free from all the judgments I have made. Father, this is your will for me today, and therefore it must be my goal as well. Lesson 313. Now let a new perception come to me. Father, there is a vision which beholds all things as sinless, so that fear has gone, and where it was is love invited in. And love will come wherever it is asked. This vision is your gift. The eyes of Christ look on a world forgiven. In his sight are all its sins forgiven, for he sees no sin in anything he looks upon. Now let his true perception come to me, that I may waken from the dream of sin and look within upon my sinlessness, which you have kept completely undefiled upon the altar to your Holy Son, the Self with which I would identify. Let us today behold each other in the sight of Christ. How beautiful we are, how holy, and how loving. Brother, come and join with me today. We save the world when we have joined, for in our vision it becomes as holy as the light in us. Lesson 314. I seek a future different from the past. From new perception of the world, there comes a future very different from the past. The future now is recognized as but extension of the present. Past mistakes can cast no shadows on it, so that fear has lost its idols and its images, and being formless, it has no effects. Death will not claim the future now, for life is now its goal, and all the needed means are happily provided. Who can grieve or suffer when the present has been freed, extending its security and peace into a quiet future filled with joy? Father, we were mistaken in the past and choose to use the present to be free. Now do we leave the future in your hands, leaving behind our past mistakes, and sure that you will keep your present promises and guide the future in their holy light. Lesson 315. All gifts my brothers give belong to me. Each day 1,000 treasures come to me with every passing moment. I am blessed with gifts throughout the day, in value far beyond all things of which I can conceive. A brother smiles upon another, and my heart is gladdened. Someone speaks a word of gratitude or mercy, and my mind receives this gift and takes it as its own. And everyone who finds the way to God becomes my Savior, pointing out the way to me and giving me his certainty that what he learned is surely mine as well. I thank you, Father, for the many gifts that come to me today and every day from every son of God. My brothers are unlimited in all their gifts to me. Now may I offer them my thankfulness, that gratitude to them may lead me on to my Creator and his memory. Lesson 316. All gifts I give my brothers are my own. As every gift my brothers give is mine, so every gift I give belongs to me. Each one allows a past mistake to go and leave no shadow on the holy mind my Father loves. His grace is given me in every gift a brother has received throughout all time and past all time as well. My treasure house is full, and angels watch its open doors, that not one gift is lost, and only more are added. Let me come to where my treasures are, and enter in where I am truly welcome and at home among the gifts that God has given me. Father, I would accept your gifts today. I do not recognize them, yet I trust that you who gave them will provide the means by which I can behold them, see their worth, and cherish only them as what I want. Lesson 317. I follow in the way appointed me. I have a special place to fill, a role for me alone. Salvation waits until I take this part as what I choose to do. Until I make this choice, I am the slave of time and human destiny. But when I willingly and gladly go the way my Father's plan appointed me to go, then will I recognize salvation is already here, already given all my brothers, and already mine as well. Father, your way is what I choose today. Where it would lead me, do I choose to go? What it would have me do, I choose to do. Your way is certain, and the end secure. The memory of you awaits me there, and all my sorrows end in your embrace, which you have promised to your Son, who thought mistakenly that he had wandered from the sure protection of your loving arms. Lesson 318. In me, salvation's means and end are one. In me, God's Holy Son, are reconciled all parts of heaven's plan to save the world. What could conflict when all the parts have but one purpose and one aim? How could there be a single part that stands alone, or one of more or less importance than the rest? I am the means by which God's Son is saved, because salvation's purpose is to find the sinlessness that God has placed in me. I was created as the thing I seek. I am the goal the world is searching for. I am God's Son, His one eternal love. I am salvation's means and end as well. Let me today, my Father, take the role you offer me in your request that I accept atonement for myself. For thus does what is thereby reconciled in me become as surely reconciled to you. Lesson 319. I came for the salvation of the world. Here is a thought from which all arrogance has been removed, and only truth remains. For arrogance opposes truth. But when there is no arrogance, the truth will come immediately and fill up the space the ego left unoccupied by lies. Only the ego can be limited, and therefore it must seek for aims which are curtailed and limiting. The ego thinks that what one gains, totality must lose. And yet it is the will of God I learn that what one gains is given unto all. Father, your will is total, and the goal which stems from it shares its totality. What aim but the salvation of the world could you have given me? And what but this could be the will myself has shared with you? Lesson 320. My Father gives all power unto me. The Son of God is limitless. There are no limits on his strength, his peace, his joy, nor any attributes his Father gave in his creation. What he wills with his Creator and Redeemer must be done. His holy will can never be denied because his Father shines upon his mind and lays before it all the strength and love in earth and heaven. I am he to whom all this is given. I am he in whom the power of my Father's will abides. Your will can do all things in me, and then extend to all the world as well, through me. There is no limit on your will, and so all power has been given to your Son.